Is he my prince? Is he the toad? Waiting, wondering, is getting too old. I'm gonna let down my hair, slide up my skirt. Welcome to the Shame-Free Zone with Veronica Monet, your friendly former sex worker and certified sexologist. The Shame-Free Zone is a safe place for your questions and your secrets about all things sexual.
Hey, welcome to the Shame-Free Zone. I am your host, Veronica Monet. And my guest this evening is Vicki Kreiner. Now, she is a founding member of ScarletGirl.com. If you happen to be my friend over on Facebook, then you've probably already followed the link that I posted for ScarletGirl.com. It's an adult retailer and pleasure party company. It happens to be based in Portland, Oregon. And the thing that we're very intrigued about, however, is that they're the only sex toy recycling program in the United States. So, Vicki, welcome to the Shame-Free Zone.
Good evening. Thanks for talking with me tonight.
I'm glad to have you on here. I was just up in Portland, actually. I gave a couple sold-out performances at Club Sesso's. Have you ever been over there?
I haven't made it over there yet, but I did see those listings on your site, and I thought, oh my gosh, I wish I had checked that just a little bit sooner.
Well, I'm hoping to come back in July. I haven't actually confirmed that venue, but I'm actually looking into several venues, and I'm going to be teaching a lot of different classes. So Portland's kind of becoming my new favorite destination.
Portland's a very open and welcoming town, and you are definitely going to find a very eager audience here, I think.
Well, that was what really struck me. Now, Oregon is my home state, and I was raised by a very conservative religious family. I had no idea there were so many liberal people in Portland. So, I went to go deposit my check from Club Sesso, and the guy at the bank said, oh, my wife and I go there. So, it's interesting. In some of the smaller Northern California towns, you won't see that kind of openness. People will actually be a little more timid about admitting things like that. So, yeah, it's really refreshing, very refreshing. What gave you the idea to recycle sex toys?
Well, it just needed to be done. Here at Scarlet Girl, when we order testers to see if it's something we want to add to the line, if it doesn't make it to the line, then it ends up in this sad little filing cabinet just off in the corner of the warehouse, never to see the light of day again. And once that filing cabinet got full, we had to start thinking about what would happen to these items. So, you know, obviously, recycling sex toys isn't something you hear in everyday conversation. There's not a bin on the street like there is for your soda bottle or, you know, your plastic grocery bags. There just wasn't a solution. So we started looking into what it would take. And as you can imagine, it wasn't something that was easily available. And it took quite a bit of doing and research. The program actually took almost 2 years of research to put together before we even found recyclers who could wrap their head around what it was we were trying to do.
Because I would think that a lot of people were probably, I'm just, for lack of a better word, going to say the ick factor. Like some people are
Absolutely.
Probably kind of freaked out about the sanitary aspects of it.
Yeah, and, you know, well, they should be. That is actually a concern, and there's just not any facilities that are set up just to accept these items off the street. So people were having to throw them in the garbage or put them in a little box stashed at the back of the closet until they could figure out what to do with them. So we basically worked backwards to form this program and figured out what the end result needed to be, and then just took the steps backwards from there with the help of some medical professionals, some engineers, some people in the environmental industry to create the program, because you can't just take a box of old toys to your waste management or some other recycler and say, well, here you go. You know, break these down for me and make sure they don't end up in the landfill.
Wow. And you're actually a green certified adult retailer. Is that true?
It's true. We are. It's very important to us. I personally grew up in Northern California, actually not far from where you are, I believe.
Where was that?
I was in the San Francisco Bay Area in Fremont.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a Bay Area girl by origin. And I grew up in California in the drought years, and that really formed how I thought about the use of resources. The conservation movement was really big in California, in that part of California, just like it is here, and it goes way back. It's a lifetime thing, and it really helped to form our business practices, our green practices, and the way we run things. And so, really, the recycling was just kind of the next step.
Well, how did you get yourself certified green? I'm curious about that whole process for you.
Well, we worked with a company that does this. They actually do work with companies who want to improve their green practices. You discuss with them the practices that you have in place, such as do you have your lights on timers so that they're not on when people aren't in the room? What kind of water flow are you using? Do you have low-flow toilets? Do you have water flow restrictors on your faucets? What is the situation with oil dripping in your parking lot? Those kind of things. And they work with companies to institute programs like recycling your shredding, diverting paper to recycling instead of into the trash, reducing the amount of waste in general. And so that's one of the things that we did as we were doing the recycling program. We looked at all of our other practices, too, to say, well, how can we make this better? You know, you have to walk the walk if you're going to talk the talk.
Okay. So now, when did your company come into being?
We started up in 2005.
So 2005, so you've been around for, what, about 6 years?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, I can do math. how many in your company?
Well, we have a really small home office. There's about 5 of us in the office, but we have consultants throughout the country.
Okay. And do you manufacture anything there, or are you actually melting down the recycled sex toys? How does this work?
That's a really good question, and we actually don't manufacture anything here, and I'll just say yet. That might be one of our next steps. And we actually are not recycling the actual components of the toys ourselves. We sort of act as, say, your waste management, your garbage service would. Think of it like this. When you put your recycling out to the curb, you've separated out the kind of items so that your carrier can pick them up for you. And then what happens is the carrier takes them to a sorting station where things are cleaned. The sorting goes on even further, and sometimes they're even broken down. So what we do is we bring in the toys for recycling. They go through a disinfection process, and then the toys are broken down to their very basic parts. So your jelly plastics, your silicones, hard plastic, and then, of course, the metals, electronics, and chipboards that are in many of the toys now as well. Those are all handled differently. They're separated, and once those items are separated, we bring those pieces to a recycling facility specific to that material.
If somebody has sex toys in Colorado or Florida, do they have to ship them to you, or how do they get them to you?
Yes, we do ask that all of the items are shipped to us, because that allows us to deal with the hygiene aspect of it. So we've received toys from Germany, Japan, of course Canada, England, and naturally the U.S. They come from all over the world. And occasionally we'll even get little notes tucked in there that say, oh, thank you, I just didn't know what to do with this.
Well, so my notes actually said that you were the only recycling program in the U.S., but is it true that you're the only recycling program in the world?
It's quite possible. We don't have independent verification, but I do believe that that is true.
Wow. Wow. So now I'm going to guess that you have not gotten any green awards or recycling recognition, probably because of the business that you're in, right?
Not yet. But, you know, all things come in good time. And, you know, we didn't start the program with that as the goal. And it's going to be great when we do get that recognition. But the goal really was to institute a recycling program that did what it said it would do. Keep these items out of the landfill and reduce the amount of waste that goes into the trash each year.
So this is basically guilt-free orgasms that people can have. I love
it. Yeah, don't you love that? You get to love yourself and the earth.
And the earth, absolutely. So what? Now you've got a program actually where people can get $10 towards a sex toy if they recycle.
That's right. When somebody mails in their package of broken or just unwanted sex toys, then what happens is they get processed in batches. So it can take up to 3 weeks from the date that we receive the items. But what will happen is once the items are processed, the person who sent them in will receive a $10 credit to shop on our website.
And the website, again, is scarletgirl.com, right?
Right.
What kind of toys do you have there?
Well, they run the gamut. We have everything from your basic bullet to your thrusting toys. We've got toys for the boys. We've got all sorts of items for women. I think our two most popular items right now are the Wee Vibe and the Clitoral Kiss. Those are just flying off the shelves.
Okay, so I'll bite. What's a Clitoral Kiss?
This is it's actually a fairly new toy. I think it's from Cal Exotics, and it's got a gorgeous little feminine shape to it. It comes in pink or blue. The blue is my personal favorite. And it's got a little butterfly and a flower that just nestles against the clitoris. And it's got a rather thin neck and a bulb at the end of it. And when the toy is turned on, it vibrates the little butterfly and the flower against the clitoris, but you can also feel those vibrations against the G-spot. And the way that the bulb is shaped, it's just sort of nudging into the G-spot when you're enjoying the toy.
Wow, sounds very exotic. you didn't invent that, though, now, right?
No, we didn't. I would like to shake the hand of the woman who did, but we didn't invent it.
You know, that brings up an interesting question, and I wonder, sounds like we've got a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I am good. Who's this?
My name is Michael.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the Shame-Free Zone. Do you have a question for our guest, Vicki Kreiner?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Basically, I was asking the question. I am going through some troubling times right now with my relationship and my career. And basically, my relationship is kind of hindering with my career.
Okay.
What I mean by that is that the girl that I'm with, we're constantly arguing. She said that I'm constantly accusing her of infidelity.
Okay.
I don't know what is it. Is it me with insecurity problems, or is it me, you know, trying to find out the truth? Or I should just leave it alone and just go do what I need to do, step out on faith and just go and follow my career.
How long have you guys been together?
A year.
A year, okay. Has she had an affair or been with somebody else in that time?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Okay, so the answer at this point is nothing that you've been able to verify. So it's just it's a suspicion on your part at this point, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what about yourself? Have you been faithful?
Yes.
Okay. You're a little bit slow on the draw there. So, are you sure? Everybody's got a different definition of fidelity anyway, so I don't know. Have you done anything that has made her jealous?
Well, I mean, I kept in contact with the mother of my children, and I called, you know, I had phone call with, with this girl before. But,
okay.
You know, nothing to be, out of the ordinary. But I think, she, went full on. catch my drift, you know.
Yes. What is it that makes you think that that happened? Do you have any kind of evidence or just a bad feeling?
Just the things she say, you know, she, you know, do, you know, you know, hitting the gender overtones, you know, situations, stuff like that, you know, you know.
Did you guys have any arguments about the fact that you were staying in touch with your baby's mama and also this other girl?
Well, she gets mad, but I mean, you know, me and the mother of my children, you know, she has another man, you know, and I care about the mother of my children. She had my children. You know, I've been with her since I was 16 years old, you know. So, but, you know, I'm trying, you know, I want this to work, but if it's not going to work, you know, there's no need for me being here. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it last, you know, I wanted to get married to her. But,
yeah.
You know, that's when they, and all that stuff. You know?
And also, give me some clarification on how this ties into your career. What about your career?
The accusation is making me, you know, trying to act like a security guard, you know, trying to be around, trying to see what's going on, you know, that's what I'm trying to say, and I'm not trying to, you know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, like that. That's,
do you do for a living?
Well, I was a bartender.
Okay.
You know, and I do, you know, I was doing weatherization, you know, I'm in school now, you know, like I'm an online college student.
What are you studying?
Service management, restaurant experience. I wanted to open up my own restaurant.
Oh, good for you.
But, you know, I like doing music and stuff like that, you know.
Right.
You know, I thought maybe it was, you know, because I'm a Gemini, she's a Gemini, you know. My birthday is June 11th, hers is June 20th.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I thought that was a problem, you know, of, you know, us clashing heads because of Gemini, you know, with the twins, you know. But
right.
I think it's more than that. You know, so I'm just trying to get, you know, I'm just trying to find out what's her M.O., you know, like what is going on, you know.
Well, the one thing that bothers me a little bit about your approach to this, and, you know, if you're just looking to protect yourself, it makes total sense that you would want to basically find out what's going on. You've only known this person for a year, and it sounds like you don't really trust her that much. If, however, you've invested a year, and maybe there's things about this relationship that you find worthwhile. The one thing that I'm not getting here is that you're really understanding her perspective. It seems like you're kind of discounting her jealousy and giving a lot of fuel to yours. And sometimes, you know, we can get a little hurt and upset that somebody doesn't trust us or they've impugned bad motives to us, and it might be a little tempting to get even and come right back and accuse her. Do you think there might be even a tiny bit of that going on?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm putting it to you like this. You know, me accusing her, I have been, you know, doing a little wandering in the eye, but I haven't, you know, jumped on, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't, like, really, you know, saying, like, approached nobody or, you know,
uh-huh.
You know, stuff like that. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. You know, like, I have been thinking about, you know, if, you know, has she cheated on me, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, do what I need to do. But, you know what I'm saying? I had never have found proof yet. You know, I still have a feeling.
Right.
Like I said, maybe I don't know if it's my insecurities or maybe she's not telling me the truth. You know what I'm saying? If she did it, she did it. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to come out with it. You know, just
well, have you asked
keep
her?
On trying to. Yes, I have asked her.
And what has she said?
She says no, but that's what I'm trying to say. She says no, and I accept the no.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, she says, you know, a few things that are getting, you know, getting my mind, you know, on an investigative type, you know, such, you know, type of thinking.
Okay. But I'm still hearing that you've got a few things waiting in the wings here. And if she makes one false move, you are ready to rock and roll. You know, that's what it kind of sounds like to me. Like you got plan A, plan B, plan C, maybe even plan D. Am I right? You kind of backing yourself up there?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't really give the relationship what it needs to work. Because it's like you're looking for stuff there. And you're all ready to, you know, find her guilty and then retaliate so that you hopefully won't get hurt. I'm assuming that's what you're trying to do here, is protect yourself so you don't get hurt.
Yes.
Yeah. So, the only way you can really make a relationship work, you got to show up to be available to get hurt. I mean, if you don't take that risk, then you haven't really given it a fair shake. So, if you want to stay safe, you know, and make sure that you got all these other women that are kind of waiting for you and showing some interest in you, and you know, you want to make sure that you don't miss out on any opportunities there.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say. I don't really go nowhere. You know, I don't really go nowhere to, you know, to search for women and all that. You know, I stay here all the time. You know what I'm saying?
They're coming on to you, right?
No, they'll come on. You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, I say hi to a few girls. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I don't, you know, like, you know, hey, what's up? You know,
right.
Me and my girlfriend, so forth. I don't do that. You know, I just leave it alone because, you know, I want to get married to her. But that's what I'm trying to say. You know, I mean, I made a couple of accusations. You know, but that's you know, I've been having dreams and stuff. You know, and she said a few things that makes me, like I said, if she don't say the little snippets of hidden agenda, you know, she won't get to choose. So that's why I'm trying to figure out, you know, if she did it, she did it, and then let me, you know, let me decide if I want to still be in this relationship. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just keep on hanging on and looking like a fool. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody, you know, got the whole town laughing at me, as you say.
Well, I understand. I don't think any of us like to be laughed at or made a fool of. But if you're going to invest in a relationship, you have to get vulnerable. And, you know, there's like no trust going on between either one of you right now. It sounds to me like she's jealous and she's gotten mad at you, you know. She's expressed her anger. And, you know, you've discounted it and you said, I'm not doing anything. Then you've turned around and told her that you're feeling jealous. And she said, I'm not doing anything. So what if neither one of you are doing anything except feeling very, very unsafe and trying to protect yourselves? It's kind of sad, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it sounds to me like there's so little trust going on right now that you guys might get something out of some counseling. Have you ever thought about that, like going to a relationship coach or something like that?
I mean, I try to talk, you know, to a couple of people, you know, church folk people, but you...
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't talk to a couple of people, but, you know, but she says she don't need it, you know what I'm saying, and so forth and so forth.
Well...
So that's what I'm trying to...
That's a problem. If one partner wants to get help and the other partner doesn't want to get help because they don't need help... That's a problem. I would come back and I would insist. I would say, look, let's go see our minister. You know, let's go spend an hour with our minister and sit down and talk to him. And what that's going to do is going to give both of you a chance to be heard, because I'm guessing that probably when you guys get together and talk, it's a little bit heated, and you're
mm-hmm.
probably not doing such a great job of listening to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a third person in there, and I don't mean one of your buddies or one of her girlfriends, I mean a professional like a coach or a minister, somebody that you trust who's going to be impartial and can actually help you guys slow down a little bit, listen to each other, and show a little respect to each other's feelings, because it sounds to me like you're both pretty hurt.
You know, and the people that she talked to, you know, you know, they're in various relationships. You know, they doing a little dipping and dabbing and, you know, slipping and sliding and, you know, trying to do, you know, everything not to be caught, you know.
And those are always the first people that accuse everybody else, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, so social. So that's what I'm trying to say. Association brings similarity. You see what I'm saying?
Well, or suspicions. I mean, if her friends are doing things like that, then they probably convince her that so are you. So, but I understand what you're saying. You're thinking that all of her friends are unfaithful, so she probably is too. Mm-hmm. And you could be right. I don't know. But I think you guys owe it to each other and to yourselves to at least have one meeting with an impartial professional and try to listen to each other. Because, you know, it sounds like there's some pretty volatile feelings here.
Okay.
And let's say...
Can I ask you this question? Do you feel like I feel that she did something or attempted to do something or tried to do something?
I don't know her. There's no way I could even have a feeling about it. The only thing I have a feeling about is that you guys are not listening to each other. You need some help in learning how to talk to each other in a way that's going to be constructive. And I sense a tremendous amount of hurt on both sides.
But that's what I'm trying to feel like. Why is she hurt? Is she hurt because of the accusations? Or is she hurt, you know what I'm saying, you know, she don't want to tell the truth? That's what I'm trying to figure out, you know?
I know, but you're not going to be able to figure that out. Not the way you're going about it. You guys need to be able to actually be in a room with a professional who can slow you guys down so that you can hear each other. It's just going to stay confusing otherwise. It's going to be very confusing, very frustrating. At some point, you'll just get tired of trying to figure it out. You'll make up your mind it's one way or the other, and then you'll make a decision based upon that. And you won't really have learned anything that's going to carry you forward into your next relationship. If you guys invest at least an hour into each other, the relationship might not survive, but you could possibly open the door to learning some new communication skills that you can take to your next relationship. And that's worth a lot right there. I kind of want you to think about this a little different, okay? You're playing with something that's more important than whether or not this relationship survives. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because how you handle this relationship is going to have a lot to do with how you handle the next one. And what kind of a relationship you get next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with my career, like, you know, like I said, once again, I wanted to I wanted to get married to her. She has two children. I have two children.
Yeah.
So, you know, I never wanted, you know, I didn't want to go back to the same old scenario, you know, just, you know, bought, because I don't drink no more. You know what I'm saying?
Good for you. Good for you.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I wanted to, you know, get my own business, you know what I'm saying, start a family, you know, and, you know, like that, you know.
Right.
And, you know, that's what I'm trying to get the point to her. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to keep on going through this if I got to, you know, got to act like I'm, you know, top flight security and, you know, I got to do all this and call people.
That's not a good place to be anyway. That's not the kind of energy that's going to build a good marriage. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, that's something that you don't have to do that. That doesn't depend on her. She's not forcing you to act like that. That's a choice that you're making. And you can choose not to act that way. Now, you know, if you don't feel like you trust her, then that's what you can bring to her. You can just say, you know, I don't feel trust in this relationship. You express that, and you tell somebody what it is you need. Like, I need you to tell me more details. I need you to volunteer stuff. I need you to come to me and tell me stuff. I don't want to have to keep coming to you and asking you questions.
That's what I'm saying. I tell her that all the time, but I get the same answer all the time.
Which is why I'm suggesting you guys go see your minister. I think that's really important. You go to church?
Yes. Her father's a minister and my father's a minister.
Okay.
You know?
I wouldn't recommend you go see either one of your fathers. Okay? Go someplace where your family is not known. You guys, if you're going to her dad's church or your dad's church, then that's awful complicated. I suggest an impartial third person. So I think you ought to try to find a different church and go see a pastor who does not know either one of you. That way you can create some trust and both of you can sit down and have a conversation. Does that sound like something you might do?
Yeah.
It's only an hour, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work, then you haven't lost anything. That's a great thing about, your ministers. They're going to meet with you. They're not going to charge you. It's not like going to see a therapist or something. How old are you?
I'm 32.
32, yeah. You see, you still got your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. You know, I had opportunities to, to leave the state, and start a new life and all that.
Yeah.
But, I stayed, trying to make this work. And that bothers me. That's another thing that bothers me. That's what I'm trying to tell her. I can't make it work, accusing her all the time. But, you need to come out and just go ahead and, and you need to come out and be honest if you want it to work. Because it's going to go back to the same situation,
It sounds like you've pretty well made up your mind that she's not being honest.
Yes.
Well, you can't force somebody to tell the truth. I know.
We be together all the time. We be together all the time. Talking about, living in the same household and all that.
Yeah.
But she's trying to use that as, she's not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sound possessive or nothing, she uses that as an excuse.
That you guys are always together, so how would she be able to do anything?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. How would she?
True. But, we together all the time, but we not together all the time. You know what I'm saying?
So there's opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah.
If opportunity presents itself, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't be with her, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she throws, this little, joke about being pregnant. You know what I'm saying? And,
uh-huh.
So I'm trying to, go through the proper stages, to try to see whatever, and she tries to, I'm not pregnant, whatever, and so forth, but she still throws it out there. But this is what I'm trying to tell her. If you're not, you're not. But quit trying to, say things to try to toy my emotions.
Well, it sounds very cruel.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that she feels that this is a way to keep control over you. Do you feel controlled? Yeah.
Kind of, but it's not mentally or, it's not mentally or, it's more like emotionally controlled. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like if she has upper hand, she's all right. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
how I feel. That's what I think. It's like emotionally controlled because she knows what I want to do.
Would you say that it's fair that this relationship, instead of it being based upon mutual trust, is based upon a power struggle where one of you is trying desperately to get control over the other one?
I think so.
Yeah. So that's not a good situation for either one of you, and it's not a good situation for your children either. Because it's going to be like you guys are always at war. And it really doesn't even matter if she's pregnant or having an affair, or if you're got somebody else pregnant or having an affair. The game that's going on here is very much about making the other one feel insecure. So there's a lot of cruelty in this, actually. It's not very loving. Does it feel loving to you?
No, it feels like, like 60-40. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I accuse her of a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I accuse her of cheating, so I accuse her of being pregnant and all that stuff. But that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't say those things if she wouldn't do the things she do. See what I'm saying? Like, try to get the upper hand or try to make, me, like I had to go in the room and think and then come out and, throw stuff out just to, like fish for information. You see what I'm saying? Instead of, I wouldn't have to fish for information or start an argument or not even start an argument or we'll argue or do that if you wouldn't do that. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But you do realize that she's got the upper hand then if you do things because she does something. If you respond in a certain way, then you're allowing her to control you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and this is part of maturing and being able to say, I'm not available for these games. I hear you want to make up stories about being pregnant. I've heard it before, and it wasn't true. So I'm not going there. It sounds to me like she's probably having a lot of fun making you worry and making you jealous.
She's trying to make it look like, I'm psycho, and she tell people, I'm crazy and psychotic, and what I'm saying, and
well,
and because of my history. This is in a nutshell. Okay. I accused of a dude, of a guy that goes to our church. He used to mess with the mother of my children. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Right? He's a little chump, dude. He's a chump. You know what I'm saying? Because we got into a fight, whatever.
Okay.
I ain't whoop him up, but I let him know that I ain't no kid. I'm a grown-ass man. Excuse my language on the radio. And I know you got FCC regulations, and I apologize.
It's okay, we're on the internet, so.
Okay.
Don't sweat it.
So, and she knew too much about this guy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because they all used to work together at a place. She knew too much about this guy to not, okay, this is how she said that she got his number or whatever. He was trying to hook up with one of her friends, okay? But when I'm talking to her, there's a picture of him in the phone and his number in the phone. Okay, she said that he wanted her to show the girl, all right? But this is what I'm trying to say. After the girl rejected said no, why do you delete the picture out of your phone? You know what I'm saying? If you wasn't interested in him, you see what I'm saying?
Well, yes, I hear you. I also am watching you spend a lot of time and energy that could probably be spent on your career and on your children.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So if you want to let that stuff drive you crazy, then it is going to drive you crazy. I'm much more concerned about the fact that you guys are not communicating in a way that's loving or building any kind of trust with each other. More concerned with that than I am whose picture happens to be on her phone.
Right.
I'd really like to see you guys have a meeting with a professional. What state are you in?
I'm in West Virginia.
West Virginia, okay. So, yeah, I think it would be great if you went to see a pastor or a preacher that you feel you can trust, somebody that's not your dad or her dad, and get somebody, a third person, basically, to help you guys listen to each other and sort things out with clear heads, because it sounds to me like you're both playing a lot of games, and she may be playing more games than you are, but you are very much reacting to her games, and that makes you crazy, and the whole situation is very crazy-making. You know, so I'd feel like I was losing my mind, too, if I were you. And
right.
You're not going to get anywhere by telling her to stop it. You know, I think she's enjoying it quite a bit, and it gives her a sense of power. And meanwhile, you know, you're trying to have a sense of power in this relationship, too, and that's just not going to create a happy home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back to my guest, but I'm really glad you called. And so I hope you'll take that advice and go see your minister, just like for an hour, and have them help you talk to each other. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling the Shame Free Zone. Vicki, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi there. So that was a very interesting call, huh?
I hope they take your advice.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I was saying I hope they take your advice.
Oh, well, it's always a really good idea to get somebody, a third party who can listen to the conversations, because when you're that triggered, and it sounds like both parties are very, very triggered at this point, you're not really talking to each other anymore anyway. You know?
No.
Yeah, there's all this other stuff going on about previous relationships and whatever your parents did, and it gets pretty messy.
Yeah, you always have a reel running in the background of your head, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You don't have to dig too deep, usually, for that to come
right.
up in just about any relationship. So I didn't think it was a really good time to introduce the fact that you are giving people a free gift for an online order and free shipping today. But this would be a great time now if you want to tell our listeners about the opportunity that they have to get a free gift.
Well, thank you very much. In addition to the recycling, one of the things that we're offering for your listeners is a free gift with their order and free standard shipping in the U.S. All they need to do when they check out is enter Monet, M-O-N-E-T, into the coupon and the coupon section, and they'll get their order shipped to them for free, and they'll have a free complimentary gift with their order as well.
I just think that's wonderful. I can't thank you enough for that.
Well, thank you. And, you know, our business is making people happy, and I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out to more people and make more people happy.
Mm. Just knowing there's going to be people out there having orgasms with the word Monet, yay.
It has to feel good to know your name's on the lips of so many happy people.
It does. It really does. Well, so now, is there a physical store? You're an online store, but like when I come up to Portland in July and I do my tour, can I stop by at scarletgirl.com, or do you have a storefront?
We don't actually have a storefront. We do most of our sales online and through home parties.
Oh, tell us about the home parties. That's one thing we haven't talked about.
Absolutely. Well, we'll bring the store to you. And Scarlet Girl actually will do co-ed parties as well as just the ladies. Just depends on what the hostess and her consultant are comfortable with. And we've actually found, especially here in Portland, where the taboo doesn't seem to exist as strongly as it does maybe in other places, that couples really enjoy the opportunity to shop together in a really low-pressure environment where they can see everything up close, out of the box, batteries installed, and ask questions, the kind of questions you may not want to ask if you're going into a store and there's 45 other people behind you that you don't know. This way you get to sit down with your glass of wine and just peruse and talk with your partner and see what he likes. You talk about what you like. She gets to talk about the things that she wants to try. And it just makes the whole process fun, and it's an opportunity for not only women to shop for themselves, but also for couples to shop together.
This is, I think, one of a kind. I have not heard of anybody who's doing parties for couples. Most of the parties that I have been interviewing recently have been for women. You know, primarily all the materials focused on the women. So, do you know whether or not anybody else is doing that? This sounds very unique to me.
I don't know if anyone's doing it. I do know that there are a lot of companies that actually have policies against that. And, again, it sort of comes from the culture of the people who created the company. Personally, I have just as many male friends as I do female friends. It comes from growing up in the environment and going to school in the places that I went to school that we don't really feel like it's necessary to segregate the men from the women to have this kind of information imparted to have fun. And certainly it's not something that you're required to do either, but it is an option. If you don't mind, I'll share with you just a quick little story.
One of the
first co-ed parties that I ever had the opportunity to do was actually a group of college students. It was a group of 19 to 21-year-olds. And, you know, this really taught me to be a little bit more flexible on my thinking, because I thought, well, I guess I'll give this a shot, but, I'm not sure how it's going to go. And it was one of the best experiences I've ever had, because this younger generation didn't even think about the fact that some people might consider it strange that it was men and women shopping for intimate products together, because this was a group of friends. They were already having these conversations. They were already talking about these subjects, and the couples were already...
What age group are we talking about?
Pardon me?
What age group?
This was a group of about 19 to 21-year-olds, the first group that I ever had an experience to do a co-ed party with.
And this was about 5 years ago?
Yeah, no, it's not quite 5 years ago. This is probably about 4 years ago.
Okay.
So they're probably in their mid to late 20s now.
Ah, isn't that wonderful?
It is.
It's wonderful that things are changing like that.
I think the most beautiful part about it was that it never even occurred to them that it was titillating that it was men and women.
Right. So that was just normal. Absolutely,
yeah,
normal.
Absolutely. And the young men were coming up and asking questions without any reservation, just like the women do. And I was so deeply impressed with that.
Okay, so what kind of sex toys do young men in their early 20s buy?
The most popular sex toys with the men in their 20s are the ones that are going to impress their partners. They definitely want things that are going to improve sex for their partner, because they are so concerned with performance. And maybe that never changes, but in my experience, a group that young was really concerned with what can I do to make it better for her.
Wow. Okay. So were they getting, like, butterflies or...
Absolutely. The butterflies, they wanted toys they could use together, too. So the kind of controls that the toys have was the question. You know, should it be controls on the base, or is it better for a couple if it's a battery pack with a wire or maybe a remote? And they also really liked the vibrating rings. That was a really popular item at that particular show.
And the vibrating ring, you can explain to our listeners, actually fits at the base of the penis, right?
It does. It fits at the base of the penis, and the vibrator, when, especially in the girl on top position, can be used for great clitoral stimulation that you might not be able to experience otherwise.
Right. And as we know, about 80% of American women are not having orgasms unless they are getting clitoral stimulation. So.
Absolutely. You know, that organ is there purely for our enjoyment, and I think that we should honor it by enjoying it more.
I could not agree more. So, okay. Tell us a little bit about how to host a party, especially one of these gender blending parties. And what if you're not in your 20s? Would you encourage our listeners to be brave and try something new and invite the boys and the girls to the same party?
Absolutely. It's not just for the 20-somethings. We've done shows for folks of all age ranges. The only prerequisite is that everybody knows that it is a co-ed party. We just want everyone to be comfortable. And we can be contacted through scarletgirl.com. They can fill out the web form requesting some more information. We're not going to spam or sell their information. That's important to know.
Okay.
They can shoot us an email anytime. It's the best email is info@scarletgirl.com, and we're happy to answer any questions about the logistics, the planning, even down to what kind of products they're interested in. You know, sometimes we'll get a request for a specific theme or a specific focus. We have a couple of moms in the company, and for a while what they were doing was focusing on shows for women who were new moms, because your body changes radically after having a baby.
Right.
We've done focuses on oral sex for him and for her, and really talked more specifically about that rather than a broad range of items. We'll focus on a specific subject or a specific product if that's what the
hostess and her guests want. They're a lot more educational than most of the sex toy parties are.
We try to be. I mean, everybody knows these days that you can go online or look for one of those stores with the blacked out windows to go find a toy. But we want to focus on a relationship with our clients. We don't just want customers. We want to have a relationship with our clients where we're offering them solutions that will improve at least a part of their lives. And part of that is providing the education, whether it's about their bodies, whether it's about sex in general, or whether it's just about the products that they're looking at. We try to offer that.
Awesome. Vicki, thank you so much, and thanks for your patience. I really appreciate you giving our caller a window there. It sounded like he needed, to talk, and I'm really glad that he got the chance to do that, and I'm really glad he called, picked up the phone, and called in, too. I am really looking forward to hopefully meeting you when I'm up in Portland in the summer.
And that would be a delight.
Once again, for our listeners, if you go to www.scarletgirl.com, that's scarletgirl.com, place your online order. You're going to get a free gift, and you're also going to get free shipping if you put in the code Monet, M-O-N-E-T. Is there anything else you want to add, Vicki?
I just want to thank you for talking to me tonight, and if anybody has questions, they can contact us at scarletgirl.com.
Scarletgirl.com, absolutely. Recycle your used sex toys. They're doing it all around the globe. Well, I should say everybody's sending them to you from around the globe.
Yes.
So hopefully this is a trend, and other people will take your lead. I certainly hope so.
Thank you very much, Veronica.
Thanks, Vicki. Good night.
And
this is it from the Shame-Free Zone, and I do want to remind you that you are always welcome to call in with your relationship drama. And regardless of what our topic is or who our guest happens to be, we will take time out to try to be there for you. I'll talk to you next Monday. Thanks a lot. Good night.
Hey.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. If you liked what you heard and you want more solutions for your love life, please call me toll-free at 888-903-0050. Once again, that number is 888-903-0050. I am the only person who answers that line, and I am usually available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. You can also visit sexwithoutshame.com to discover more of what I can do for you. And remember, your secret is safe with me. Sering kesepian, kenapa tak memutuskan berita?